On today's podcast, we'll be covering week 1 of 5 on electrical safety awareness. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
On today's podcast for electrical safety awareness, we're going to be talking about controlling hidden hazards and why electrical safety matters. Electrical power keeps every conveyor, lift truck, and light in your facility moving. Yet the same current that drives production can stop it cold with injuries, fires, or costly downtime. Electrical safety isn't a luxury, it's a fundamental part of an efficient and resilient operation. Loose wires, wet floors, and portable gear appear ordinary, but they rank among the top electrical hazards in industrial settings. The good news is that most incidents can be traced back to preventable human actions. A strong safety culture targets those actions before trouble starts, protecting people, product, and profit. And this is how small actions can prevent big shocks. And yes, we meant it exactly as it sounded. Even seasoned teams can drift into risky shortcuts. A quick plug-in, an overloaded strip, or ignoring a breaker that trips just once can create a chain reaction. Staying alert to electrical hazards in industrial settings keeps that chain from forming. And here are a few ways that you can stay shock-free in your facility. Treat every wire as if it's alive until a qualified person can verify otherwise. Lock out and tag out before reaching for cutters or a tester. One cautious minute is going to beat hours in the clinic. Number two, you want to respect current limits. Extension cords and power strips are not extra breakers. Spread the load. Follow manufacturer ratings and swap damaged cords right away. Number three, you want to keep water from the current. Floor scrubbers, leaks, and even condensation can create paths for electricity. Dry spills quickly. Raise cords off of wet areas and install GFCI outlets near wash zones. Number four, always use grounded or double insulated tools. If a handle shows a nick in the insulation, tag it out for inspection. A tool that hums or shocks slightly is a loud warning. Don't ignore it. And last but certainly not least, number five, monitor your electrical tells. Flickering lights, warm plugs, or breakers that trip more often than not are going to signal hidden faults. Report them promptly so maintenance can fix them and find that root cause, not just reset the switch. Building a resilient electrical safety culture is something you definitely want to follow. Electrical safety works best when it's woven into daily habits. Encourage coworkers to speak up when they see frayed cords or blocked panels. Recognize quick reporting as much as perfect production numbers. When people understand that their voices matter, near misses are going to decrease and uptime is going to potentially improve. Every inspection, pre-shift chat, and toolbox talk that highlights electrical hazards is going to reinforce safe behavior. Make sure that you keep your training short, practical, and regular. Review real facility examples so that lessons stick longer in the meeting, okay? Safety guidelines are going to back these steps up, but consistent actions are going to turn words into protection. Now, as you can imagine, these, as always, are just suggestions. Make sure that you follow the rules and the regulations of your own facility, but these are going to be very evergreen tips. And we can't thank you enough for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.